Last time, we worked on your capacity to create images and your knowledge of the place where you train. Do you remember that? This exercise is difficult for some people. Mental imagery is a specific meditation technique, and it's recognized as an essential ability for sports people. It allows you to positively replay actions that didn't work out the first time, to perfect a technique, to be more effective with particular points of your sport, or even to relax. So it's important that you familiarize yourself with this technique. Today, we're going to use this technique of visualization and apply it to the equipment you use in your sport. Happy meditating. Settle yourself on your bed or on the floor, lying down. You can also settle yourself in a seated position on a chair or cushion if you prefer. Then, when you're ready, close your eyes. Gently direct your attention toward the breath. Be fully attentive to the breath, your breath, and to the position of your body. During the first few minutes of this session, I invite you to connect completely and fully with the breath. If your mind wanders and you think of something else, the past or the future, simply become aware of it. Note it and come back gently but firmly to the breath. Now, try to visualize your equipment. Visualize the equipment that you use regularly, or perhaps every day while you're training. Your training shoes, your racket, your crampons, a ball, a pole, your bicycle, your judogi. Any object or garment that's important to you and which symbolizes your practice. The invitation is to use these images to fully observe your equipment. Imagine that you're holding it between your hands, that you're turning it over. And why not bring it closer to your nose to smell its odor? Does it have one? Try to imagine that you're touching it gently and that you feel the contact of your equipment on your fingers. Feel each part. Is it smooth? Rough? Bumpy? Feel too the coolness or warmth that your equipment gives off. If your mind wanders, gently bring your attention back to the image you've constructed of your equipment. Now, I invite you to imagine that you place it on the ground, then step back from it. Take one step backwards, then a second, then a third. The object, the equipment is there. It's present, and you can see it with a little distance. Now summon up your creativity and train your capacity for mental imagery a little more. The equipment is still there in front of you, unmoving, but mentally, you're going to make it change color. It's going to turn yellow. Go on. Now, imagine that it's turned blue. Go on. Then green. And now return your equipment to its original color. Make it normal again. In a few moments, when the gong sounds, you can gently come back into contact with the breath. Open your eyes and return to the here and now. Were you able to imagine your equipment? Were you able to feel the material and imagine the changes of color? If you were unable to fully enter into this mental imagery exercise, don't worry about it. It's perfectly normal not to succeed straight away. Once again, this technique is difficult, and you have to train at it, something that's rarely included in classic sports teaching. I can only encourage you to stick to your course, bear your objectives in mind, and continue with the program. In the next session, you'll be starting the second phase of this program, acceptance. See you soon.